Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Today, let me ask you this, and then I'll answer this myself, okay? What would it take for you to leave your comfortable job and go on an entrepreneurship journey? Well, I can answer that too. It's risk-taking and hoping that when you leap and jump that you will land softly, or maybe not even land and just float smoothly into this journey, which I'm still on right now. Now, for the founders of a recruitment firm called AnsiSearch, it did just that. Basically, everything that everyone else warned about entrepreneurship came true. The initial stages were incredibly stressful, exhausting, dark. Well, I didn't reach the dark place, but it was stressful and exhausting, I can tell you that. And there was no way to have their questions answered as rookies in the recruitment industry. From dealing with cold calls to having to wait for hours in big corporate building lobbies at times, it felt like everyone wanted them to fail. Now, between the two founders, there were countless sleepless nights and crumbling moments of distress, worrying about the next milestone or perhaps losing everything. Well, that hard work did pay off, though. AnsiSearch is now an award-winning recruitment firm with over 100 trusted clients in leading international banks, global financial institutions, top-tier MNCs, law firms, and even conglomerates. And throughout their journey, the firm has garnered 85% revenue increase in recent years. So to share with us her journey in building AnsiSearch with her partner is Shulin Lee, co-founder of AnsiSearch. Good morning, Shulin.
Hi, good morning.
Shulin, tell us more about AnsiSearch, first of all.
Sure. So AnsiSearch is a legal and compliance specialist search firm. So there are many recruitment firms in the market, but we focus really just on legal and compliance and nothing else.
Okay, yeah. So how did you and your partner start this agency?
Okay, so I was a former lawyer, actually.
Okay.
So, and Helen and I, we were colleagues for many years. And how we started, we saw a huge gap in the market, actually, Timothy. Mm-hmm. So what happened was five, six years ago, we realized that there was a gap in the market. There was no locally homegrown recruitment firm with very deep roots in the Singapore market, just doing legal and compliance. So we were quite confident. I mean, we were, I guess, not 100% confident. There were a lot of doubts in our minds.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. So we decided to take the plunge and start. And actually how we started, it's funny you asked this question, because we, you know, if you picture this, a lot of conversations or meetings might take place in like boardrooms or meeting rooms. How we decided was we had many conversations in a food court.
I can identify with that very well.
Yeah, because I was actually heavily pregnant before we decided, and okay, I was constantly hungry. So
I can identify with that as well.
Yeah, so I'm sure, I mean, I love my food. And so we had a lot of doubts, as you said, but I think there came a point in time that we decided, okay, we're just going to go ahead. You know, we had a lot of support on the ground, and that gave us some confidence. Mm. And, you know, we had some char siu paos, and we decided, okay, fine, let's just do this. So we started Answer in 2016.
I was having prata for months prata before we decided, late night pratas, before business partner and I decided to start a restaurant business. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah. So it's the same thing. You know, in our case, we were overworking in our jobs, frustrated, or, you know, and reaching midlife crisis and decided to take the leap. So in your case, how was that leap from your previous role, perhaps a comfortable job with a steady income, into opening up an agency? It was terrifying, wasn't it?
It was incredibly terrifying, Timothy. It was like, I can't even tell you. It felt like I had my heart in my mouth every day for, like, I don't know, the first 3 to 6 months of starting Answer. Because let's not forget, I was a new mom.
Okay.
I just gave birth. I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. I don't recommend this, by the way. My son was only a month old, and we started Answer. So my son is basically 1 year older than the company. So it's like having two babies, right? Because, and to me, actually, my priority was obviously my real baby, but starting Answer was very important. So Helen and I, we were very determined to get that first deal.
Okay.
Because before that, obviously no income, right? When we were employees, we had regular income. Mm-hmm. So getting that first deal in was crucial. And I can still really remember it like it was yesterday, because Helen and I, our first deal together, it's interesting because we actually collaborated on that first deal that came in. It was with a bank for a head of legal role.
Okay.
And yeah, we managed to seal it. But it was not after many months of negotiation. And during those few months, obviously, no salary. But thankfully, it was after 3 or 4 months, we managed to get our first deal in. And then a lot of other deals came through. Because I think you just need that first thing. You crack that egg, right?
And it then, sets the momentum to keep you going.
Yes. Yeah, it sets the momentum. You're absolutely right. But it was terrifying. I can't.
Terrifying, sure, you know, but satisfying when you see the results.
Yes, because looking back, it was the right move. We have managed to build something I'm really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
We are very well known now for legal and compliance recruitment. And the early years, I think, you know, I really like how you describe AnswerSearch. It's true. It almost felt like people were betting on us to fail. I don't know why it felt very lonely, but, you know, we managed to pull through. Thankfully.
I think it's always the case when you get out of a job and start on your own.
Yes.
And people are just watching, not because they want you to fail, but they want to see your journey. And part of
it is, you know,
what will you do if you fail? But then if you succeed and everyone's happy, then that's a good thing. Now, with AnswerSearch's achievements to date, what has been your recruitment strategy?
Okay, very good question. So our recruitment strategy is very different from other recruitment firms in Singapore. When anyone speaks to you about a recruiter, I think the first impression that a lot of people get is that, oh, you know, the spray and pray or the spray and hope for the best approach, meaning you get CVs in and then you spam them out, hoping that one of them will stick. So our approach is completely opposite. Because we are so deeply rooted in legal and compliance, we cannot afford to be the spray and pray approach. We have to be very discreet. We provide very bespoke recruitment solutions.
Okay.
So our strategy is that we're very, very thoughtful. I mean, as a former lawyer, quite frankly, if I send a CV of another lawyer to another lawyer, right, they know, I mean, I know that they know if it's not a perfect fit.
Hmm.
So what we are very, we pride ourselves on being very focused, very targeted, very specific in shortlisting candidates for companies.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I did my homework before taking this call, is we have a very high hit rate. So I think out of like every 10 candidates we send out, at least 5 or 6 are successfully placed, which is a pretty high ratio in the recruitment industry.
Well, that's a good thing. What about revenue streams? I've always wondered how recruitment firms get their revenue streams from. And for AnswerSearch, how is it? What's your revenue stream?
Yeah, okay, good, good. Revenue streams are definitely cyclical, especially last year was a challenging year.
Mm.
So COVID hit us. Most companies took a hit. We are no exception. We are very fortunate that we had a contingency plan and managed to ride that out, thankfully. We actually predicted, so this is to answer your question on revenue streams. We predicted that the market was eventually going to turn. It was not always going to be doom and gloom, obviously. So last year, late last year, despite sort of a slight drop in revenue streams, we hired 3-4 more consultants. And in fact, some of my friends were crazy. My mom, who's probably listening to this, she thought that I lost my mind. She was very worried about my cash flow. But 2021 has proven that our vision was spot on. So we're already experiencing a huge bounce back in terms of recruitment in legal and compliance. And some of my friends asked me, why are you guys so busy? But so this is really going back to your question on revenue streams. It's because a lot of revenue streams are coming into the Singapore market from companies that are looking to set up in Singapore. So if you think about it, a company, a new entrant to the market, fintech or payments or, you know, some tech company, one of the first few hires will definitely be a lawyer or a compliance person because they need to get the regulatory framework right. So it's actually very exciting times for us because COVID was almost like a blessing in disguise. Singapore is seen as a COVID haven.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're seeing like banks, multinational companies, law firms looking to set up either a new firm, new presence here, or looking to actually expand.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, the COVID-19, the disruption, the pandemic and everything else could be a blessing in disguise if you know where to find the opportunities. So in your case, for AnswerSearch, what kind of recruitment specialization do you do?
Yeah, so we do a lot of recruitment I would say that we do anywhere from junior to mid-level to very senior hires.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's head of legal, partner in a law firm, associates in law firms, we've placed a lot of teams actually into banks and law firms. I'm in the midst of actually negotiating a team move from one law firm to another law firm. And then my colleague, my co-founder, Helen, and her team, they do a lot of risk and compliance professional searches. Yeah.
So let's talk about your insights on the employment rates here in Singapore.
Okay, so my insight into employment rate, I mean, there is a bounce back. I mean, obviously, we're not in a very safe territory yet. It's still a fairly, I would say, volatile market.
Mm-hmm.
What I see, and this applies to everyone, even if we're not lawyers or compliance people, is that there is a huge need and emphasis now on soft skill. When we're speaking with clients, you know, Timothy, one of my clients that day, he was just asking me, you know, Shilin, can you just find me a normal person with common sense? Common sense is not common.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah. And it's true because, you know, technical skills are a given. So whether you're, you know, in IT, you're in sales marketing, people assume that technically you have that. But what now people are looking for is that extra something, which is the soft skills. Because let's not forget, obviously, artificial intelligence is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So some banks we see, they've automated a lot of things. You know, even when we're surfacing candidates for interviews, they use AI to schedule interviews, for instance, thus obviously making some admin roles redundant. AI is also used to do very first round, like surface screening of candidates.
Right.
So I think to answer your question, the recruitment trends, any insights, I would say that for all of us, you know, and especially those with kids, we need to be very mindful that technical skills are basic and a given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, employers are now really looking out for the ability to navigate like gray areas, things that AI can't do, right? Being able to sort of pivot to different areas of work. So let's say I was hired for job A. I should always be looking out to see, can I expand to my job scope on my own, you know, regardless whether my boss is going to give me like a raise or promotion.
So it's not one of those, it's beyond my pay grade sort of attitude.
Yes, exactly. The attitude. And that attitude is everything. Not just common sense. Common sense, attitude.
Yeah, it's a go-getter attitude that you need. Answer search future plans. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Our future plans are that we want to continue focusing on legal risk and compliance and being even better at it. And we are looking to hire. So we have quite a diverse pool of consultants. We have a Spanish lawyer. We have different races. We have people from Indonesia. And I know obviously in Singapore now, it's very difficult for people to get employment passes. What we aim to do actually is, we still focus on the fact that we hire mainly Singaporeans.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good percentage of Singaporeans. But we also realize that in order to really service the legal compliance market well, we still need diversity. So one of my successful hires is a Malay lady. Her name is Ellie Lily, who she's an amazing self-made woman. She was retrenched actually from her job 2 years ago. And then she had zero legal recruitment experience. We took her on. So our future plans actually is to not just look at experienced hires.
Mm-hmm.
We realize that some of our best successes is hiring people with the right attitude, like what you said, common sense, and you know that hunger. And, you know, hopefully we can bring their career to the next level.
Fascinating. Well, we wish you all the best, Shilin.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us and have a good weekend. Shilin Lee is the co-founder of Answer Search. You're listening to The Breakfast Huddle here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.